The head of the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, has said he wants to see an end to public hospitals using what's known as in-source waiting list funding. Insourcing is where extra money is provided to hospitals to treat patients waiting longest for care. The Oireachtas Health Committee is today examining the process, which has been in the news because of controversies at Children's Health Ireland. This report from Juliette Gash.
So good morning and to the members of the committee, and thank you for the invitation to attend.
HSE Chief Executive Bernard Gloucester began by describing improvements in waiting lists, but admitted to committee members that this had led to another problem for the health service.
In waiting list management, we have developed an over-reliance on insourcing to supplement our core activity. Insourcing by its nature carries risks, and having assessed these, I have agreed with the Minister and the Department the need to take a series of steps which firstly reduce the risk and increase safeguards, and secondly, which removes our dependency on insourcing.
Fianna Fáil's Martin Daly described the difficulties with relying on the National Treatment Purchase Fund, saying hospitals also benefited from the system.
It becomes a form of revenue, and that creates again that moral hazard, that perverse incentive. And unfortunately, we have had allegations of in the CHI, and I won't dwell on that today, it's been well aired, about that perverse incentive and the different, an allegation of a different level of productivity compared to the 5-day week and someone who's doing a private clinic with maybe not all the resources on a Saturday morning.
Mr. Gloucester agreed that there were problems with incentivising insourcing in hospitals, and he said that governance needed to be addressed.
I really think the governance between the voluntary sector and the state funding hospitals is something we have to tighten much further.
Next up was Sinn Féin's David Cullinan, who was highly critical of the system, saying that insourcing was causing difficulties getting to a place where consultants worked across 7 days.
We're a small country. It's the same consultants, by and large, doing the work. In my view, given the existence now of this insourcing, there is a perverse incentive in relation to managing waiting lists.
Bernard Gloucester agreed.
For as long as we have this type of third-party insourcing, overtime is fine. That's a good insourcing. For as long as we have third-party insourcing, we will not get to a 5/7 system for the management of waiting lists. Productivity will not be encouraged, and the risk of conflict of interest will remain.
Exactly. So it's an impediment to getting to that 5/7, which is what we want.
Absolutely, yes.
And Deputy Cullinan pressed the HSE boss over a commitment to phasing out insourcing.
Are you adamant that this can be ended by June of next year?
Well, I've recommended that to the Minister. That's my best assessment of it. I'm very clear that the pathway I set out in the report, and in fairness to the Minister, she wants time to consider that, and she may well add measures to it. But the pathway I've set out in the report is to balance the protection of service to people today and not just completely stop something that will cause huge consequences, but to put in safeguards and then start to wind down the dependency on insourcing.
Fianna Fáil Senator Teresa Costello began by asking how the reliance on insourcing would end.
With regards to the outsourcing and insourcing, what are you going to do to actually change the culture with regards to the overtime? Like, if people are being paid a premium through insourcing, why would they just do overtime when it's offered to them? How are you going to change that culture?
And Mr. Gloucester said it simply had to change.
I really want to be careful about not being pejorative about individual staff who legitimately did nothing wrong and participated in something they were asked to do. And I think it's really important to make that distinction. There's only one way to change the culture of dependency on insourcing, and that's to end it. That's it. Like, there's no other way to do it. Like, it's not, you're not going to sit down and have a cup of coffee and talk about it. But you have to end it sensibly and over time. And to be fair to the Minister, she really wants to give that thought.
And that was Bernard Gloucester, the chief executive of the HSE, ending Juliette Gash's report. For more, let's bring in our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. Fergal, we heard their concern raised at the committee over the National Treatment Purchase Fund and what the Fianna Fáil TD Martin Daly called a perverse incentive being offered to it by this insourcing practice. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, when the NTPF was set up 20 years ago, it was intended to be a sort of a short-term answer to long waiting lists. But now, this year, the funding has, you know, it's now €230 million. And hospitals are well aware of that money and they can get access to it. And to date, in fairness, the NTPF, up to now, it's treated close to 1 million public patients. It's got care or surgery for them. So it has had an impact. But the concerns expressed there, you heard at the committee, are that the system may be providing that perverse incentive, dissuading perhaps some staff from working at full capacity in the normal hours, pushing work to evenings or at weekends at premium rates, also being provided by the private sector on occasions. So around €100 million of insourcing work over 27 months was identified by Mr. Gloucester in his latest review. If you add the amount of money of insourcing work and outsourcing work is to private hospitals, total amount of money paid out over 27 months is about €1.1 billion.
Will you tell us a little more, Fergal, about this HSE report given to the committee? You referred to it there. It found that 83 former or current HSE employees were directors of companies involved with insourcing or outsourcing to reduce waiting lists.
So these individuals have been acting as directors in 148 companies providing insourcing or outsourcing services to public hospitals to cut waiting lists. And the analysis that Mr. Gloucester did, it compared names, dates of birth and addresses against current and former HSE employees. So it identified 83 current or former HSE employees, directors of companies involved with providing these services. Now, Mr. Gloucester did say there's nothing unlawful in being a company director, and there are obligations in respect of standards in public office and or employment contract terms if you're involved in that sort of work. But these issues weren't assessed for this preliminary analysis, and Mr. Gloucester has said there's a need to put in place more robust safeguards following the recent reports which have affected public confidence.
This all started, as we know, with Children's Health Ireland. Now it's moved on a bit since then, but going back to CHI, I mean, are there question marks at this stage, Fergal, over whether or not it can survive in its current form?
I think there are. We had the report on hip surgeries in children at CHI and CAPA orthopaedic, many of the procedures deemed unnecessary, and an unpublished internal review which raised issues about the culture in CHI and the use of waiting list funds. And interestingly, Bernard Gloucester today said he felt that review could have been published if anonymised, but it could have been done. CHI took a different view. Another HSE report on spinal operations at CHI and elsewhere is awaited, and so this controversy is going to continue. The jury's out on whether CHI as an entity will survive. Bernard Gloucester conceded this today, saying CHI is severely challenged, but pointing out that it will be a decision for government. And CHI are before the Public Accounts Committee tomorrow, so the spotlight's continuing.
Well, more tomorrow then, no doubt. Fergal, thank you very much. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.